This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
We'll go check, Nibo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and I am so excited to be joined in the studio today by a real housewife of Potomac, a professor, a doctor. Dr. Wendy Osefo.
Hi, Dylan.
How you doing?
I'm so good now that I'm here with you.
Thank you. I feel like, likewise.
I feel like you're like a friend that I've never met. So I was like, hey.
Yeah. Well, because you've been on the show.
Yes.
A fair few years
yes,
now.
Yes, I have. Yes.
It's your fourth season.
Can you believe it?
It's wild because Potomac was always like the newer show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, you were an addition to the cast after a few seasons.
Yes.
And now it's like, 8 seasons. You were on 4 of them.
You know, one of our NBC people, we were talking and they were like, you know, because you've been on the show for half of the time the show has been on. And I had to stop and do math. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been on 8 seasons. I've been on 4. That's half of the time.
Right.
That's crazy.
I think sometimes maybe this is because Potomac has that strong 4 OG mm-hmm, thing mm-hmm, that, you know, mm-hmm, they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It feels almost like even Candace sometimes, it's like, oh, like the newer girls. And it's like,
it's been a while. It's been a while.
Do you feel like your approach to the seasons has changed as you've been on the show longer? Like, are you more comfortable? Are you more careful about what you share?
Interesting. I think I'm more comfortable than I was in seasons prior. Like, there's a level of comfortability you have in front of the camera that audience members can see. You know how, like, you could see someone who's probably new and they look uncomfortable, like, they're worried about camera placement, they're worried about their placement. Mm. But now it's just like, I exist, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really worried about, like, angles or fixing myself. It's, like, just existing.
Yeah. And I think, like, the first time that you're doing a show like this, everything that you decide to share or that you decide to show is a decision.
Yes.
Whereas now that you've been on a few seasons, it's like those boundaries are kind of already established. It's like, okay, like when the camera's at your house, it's like you and Eddie, you and the kids, like kind of how you navigate that doesn't really change so much.
It doesn't, because at the core of the show is you are showing your real life and there's just a camera that is a fly on the wall. And that's how you're supposed to operate, right? So when you guys see us, it's us just showing our real lives and there happens to be a camera there. Like, I think there was right before the first communion, we were doing the first communion prep with my kids and we had paper plates. If I was putting on a facade, I'd be like, put the paper plates away. Get the flying china, you know? But anyone that has, you know, multiple children, for me at least, between the 3 standard meals of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, between the galore of snacks that come in between, I'm not doing all these dishes. So you guys are going to get me and you're going to see Wendy in her true form. And that is, okay, we are going to eat this on paper plates.
It's so funny. That made me think of earlier this season on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There was a scene where Dorit was having Kyle over and she was serving like reheated pizza on Hermes dinner plates. And I'm like, you know what? I believe that that is how Dorit serves cold pizza.
Yes. That is her. With me, if you are 13 and under and you come to the Osefo household, you will be greeted with paper plates.
Mm.
If you are older, I will consider pulling out my Tiffany's china, you know, my heirlooms for you, maybe.
Right.
But no, not you will not put ketchup or Polynesian sauce on my china. We will do that on paper plates.
Do you feel like your kids obviously you have young kids and, you know, they're getting older. Mm-hmm. Now that you've been on the show for 4 seasons, there is kind of that journey on the show. Do you feel like any different about kind of sharing your home life as your kids, you know, progress in age?
You know, what I have done since I started, especially for my boys, because my daughter came on the show and she was like, what, 3 months, 2 months?
It's still wild to think about.
And now she runs the house like completely. But I always say before we start filming, do you guys want to be on camera today? Mm. Only because, you know, I really want to respect my children and their boundaries. Just because I want to be on TV doesn't mean they want to be on TV, right? Like that has to be fair to them. So I always do that with every single time the cameras are in our house. But they're at the age where even though the cameras are there, they're in their own world in the sense of video games and fighting each other and all of that stuff. I think that probably once they start to develop more, it'll be a more conscious effort. Let's say they're going through like puberty and things like that. Like, I don't know if I would leave that really up to them to say, like, what are we doing here? But I have not gotten to that point yet, and I'm really excited. I only have like 2 more years for my oldest, but right now I'm relishing in them just being like children.
Yeah. I love seeing, one of my favorite things about Housewives is seeing everybody's kids at different stages and everybody's, you know, different relationships and dealing with things with parents and family members like that. Everybody is a different situation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so cool to see how everybody navigates those things.
Yeah, it's really something for me that has been one of my happier moments because I'm not a scrapbooker. I don't put together scrapbooks of, you know, this is you when you took your, I don't have that. And to some extent, I feel like this show has done a good job documenting and providing like artifacts, so to speak, that my children can look at and say, hey, Cameron, that's you when you were in the swing. Look at you now. And so I do enjoy that. Outside of all the drama, the ability to see my kids through different lenses, even now, what's funny is even now watching season 8 and watching them, they don't look like that now. Mm-hmm. They've grown so much. Like that's how fast that happens. And so they're watching themselves and they're like, who is that? And I'm like, that's you.
I feel like I've really noticed that with Robin's boys too, because they're kind of in that age where it's like they're like becoming little young men. It's like, wow.
My boys are like, my oldest is 10, and it's like yesterday he stood up and we were eye to eye, and I'm like, what? sit down now. Like, when did this happen? Like, we were eye to eye, and it's just motherhood is like my favorite thing. Mm-hmm.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I feel like we've all had that moment where you're at somebody's wedding and you're looking around the food, the venue, the music, the overall vibe. And you're making like that mental checklist of, if I were planning a wedding right now, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. What would I want to copy from this? What would I want to change? What would I want to tweak? Well, I've been a part of my fair share of weddings over the years, and I know just how stressful the process can be. You go from that newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and even maybe enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want. With tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences, every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. So your cast this season, it's a big cast. There's a lot of you. It's 8 housewives.
Is that unprecedented?
I think there's like New York one season had 8. I think okay. Beverly Hills one season had 8. But it does. You're kind of like at capacity.
Hello. What does that mean for the people?
Do you feel so the cast? I mean, since you joined the show, it's like the cast has gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's more difficult to navigate kind of your individual relationships with everyone as the group has grown? Or do you think that you kind of deal with everything on its own level and it's just kind of all, you know, in there somewhere?
You know what's interesting? I think that we should all be able to navigate our differences and relationships within a group, even if it's 8 women. I think when it becomes challenging is when you see the tag team of it. Meaning if one person has an issue with someone else, let them have their issue. Mm. Let them talk about their issue. It's the peanut gallery that chimes in that makes it like, okay, this is unattainable. Like, this can't work. Because if the numbers are not on your side, you have to, in a sense, decide, am I drowning out the noise? Am I responding to the other noise? Or am I just focusing on the issue I have with this one person? That's when it becomes complicated, is when the other women who may not necessarily have a stake in the issue that's being discussed start to chime in. Mm. Like, stop chirping. Be quiet. Like, let people handle their issues.
It's interesting now that because you've been on the show for 4 years now, you have kind of this history and trajectory with the women who have been on the cast with you. And so looking back, it is kind of, it's like you're at that point now where it's like, okay, things have really evolved. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, do you feel like that's something that you are, do you have like any regrets or things that you think about like, oh, I wish this had panned out differently, or I wish we were in a different place? Because obviously, like, your relationship with Giselle, for example, it's like it started one place and it's in a different place now. Like, how do you kind of process those shifts?
You know, so I live my life with no regrets. I'm a firm believer in what is meant to be will be. But I also feel as though, to some extent, what you're seeing is like the natural genesis and natural cycle, to some extent, of any relationship. Right. Like, I feel like you have your highs and you have your really, really lows. And only time will tell if you guys ever get back to a high. Mm-hmm. So you guys witnessed us be friends. You guys are witnessing us not being friends. And only time will tell if we'll ever get back to being friends again. It's like a journey. But as far as where we are right now, I'm OK with it, because in this group, I feel like there's a certain dynamic that Potomac possesses, and that dynamic is you have the people who attack and then you have the people who respond. There's people who attack, first attackers, as I call them, and then you have responders. So I say that to say, shout out to all the first responders. Yes. Thank you for all you do. We appreciate you. But the reason I say that is you cannot expect people to sit dormant if they are being attacked, if their family's being attacked, if their livelihood is being attacked, they're eventually going to have a knee-jerk reaction. And whatever that knee-jerk reaction is, you have to sit in it because you were the first attacker. And that's not to take away responsibility or accountability from either party, but we also have to be true to the series of events and how it happened. Mm. I will say that and leave it there.
I think maybe it's the idea of like an attacker versus a responder. I think it's interesting because every relationship on the cast is a little different. Mm-hmm. And I think thinking about like everything that's going on with Robin this season, I actually think that it's almost like people wish she would get a little more heated and kind of like bring that response energy a little more. Because when people are talking about, you know, all the rumors and things that are happening in the press, and right. for the response to just be like, I don't care, let's stop talking about it, it feels like, I don't know if it's like, you know, not the authentic level, or it just is like confusing. Like, what is it like kind of navigating that when you're there in person versus watching the show?
It's challenging because she has been one who has had opinions on a lot of things with women in this group. Whether that was before I came on, she was opinionated with Karen and Ray and their tax issues. Whether that's while I was on, she said her opinions about me and my plastic surgery. She said that she felt I didn't have substance anymore, and she thought that the root of my plastic surgery was because of these fake rumors that were going out there about my husband. She had opinions with, you know, Candace and Chris. So she's always had opinions, and so this whole defense mechanism that she's putting up, or the whole we're trying to villainize her, is really weird because it's like you've been at the, again to use my analogy, you've been at the front lines of having your opinions about us, and now that, you know, the roles are reversed, is changed. And then the whole I don't care about it all, I mean, a part of me believes that she doesn't, if I could be honest with you, because you're not going to show me a hotel receipt that you signed, and I'm going to be like, yeah, that was dumb. No. We have to get deeper. So you left your house and signed this hotel receipt, but you said the woman was there to visit someone else? Why didn't she call the person who she came to visit to sign the hotel receipt?
The million-dollar question.
I mean, it's just... I would have loved to see her think through this in the way I feel like anybody would.
Right. I think watching the show and watching all of you kind of process it in real time, it's like to say like, oh, like I don't care to see the text. Also, the text got deleted.
He deletes his phone all the time.
It's like, I think everyone watching the show and all of you in the room are, it doesn't make sense to anyone. Correct. And it's not even like a Team Robin or team whoever. Correct. It's like a...
Team common sense. It's team common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like... Obviously, Candace has maybe been the most sort of outspoken in terms of her difficulties with everything that has been happening with Robin. But do you feel like it is challenging to kind of be on a level with everyone in the group when there is a situation like that? That it doesn't feel like there's that kind of like common sense level happening?
You know, it is challenging. I'll be honest with you, because I feel like it's a level of willful intellectual dishonesty. That's what I feel. I feel like it's not like, oh, it is what it is. I feel like it is a concerted effort to be willfully ignorant. And that is bothersome. However, once you realize that that's what it is for me, I don't care. And I said that in, you know, the most recent episode. I don't care if he cheats with someone in Canada, if he cheats with someone in Nigeria. I don't care. Because if she's happy and if she's okay, then I'm okay. Why will I be more upset about what your husband does than you, who is his wife? Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's me. Other women in the group don't take that position. But for me, that's my position. I don't care. Girl, go ahead.
You have your own things to worry about.
Listen, I have a 4-year-old who is literally the boss of my house. I have to handle a mini diva. I care about that. I don't care about what's going on in your house. If you don't want to share, if you don't want to lean on me, have it your way. Mm. Yeah.
So coming into this season, yes, NECA is new to the group. Mm-hmm. And you and her have not gotten off to the best start, I think it's fair to say. Can you talk to me a little bit about, in those early days of filming for the season, when this was sort of starting to come to the surface, what was that like to sort of realize that this was the energy that you were being faced with?
It's interesting because I literally came into this season saying, I'm going to have fun this season. I'm going to just enjoy it. I'm tired of the drama. You guys experienced with me everything that happened in Miami, you know? Yes. So I was like, I'm just going to have a good season. So it was disheartening to come into this season knowing that we had someone who was coming in with a pre-planned agenda. And I really didn't want to engage with it, if I could be very honest with you. I did not want to engage with it because I felt as though the conversation and the topics in which we were talking about were very sensitive. And as someone who came into this franchise, came into the Housewives universe as the first Nigerian housewife in Bravo TV history, I have always loved, upheld, and just put on a pedestal my Nigerian heritage. Mm. And to have these terms that are being weaponized and these terms that are really xenophobic, if I could be very honest with you, spewed amongst this group was hurtful. And that's why I didn't want to engage in it, because this isn't drama, petty drama. This isn't, as we like to call it, light shade. Mm. This isn't that. We're not talking about, oh, your toe stinks, your hair stinks, your husband's cheating. We're not talking about those things that you have seen historically in Housewives. We're talking about things that can marginalize, isolate a group of people and can hurt them. And from the response of Africans and Nigerians who watched this show, and how just hurt and disappointed they were in her for talking about these topics and weaponizing them, especially to an audience who doesn't understand the gravity,
yeah,
or magnitude of it. It was wrong, and it's still wrong. And in our culture, just to crystallize this, in our culture, calling someone a witch is the highest form of disrespect and dangerous. It's not just a curse word. It can cost that person so much. To some extent, some people can even say it could cost them their life. That's how charged the language was. And that's why it was not something that I wanted to entertain or something that I felt was appropriate within this group.
Mm. Yeah, I think I hear everything you're saying. And I think the entire time you've been on the show, I really have loved the way that you share your heritage and your culture. And I think that's something that when shows like this have those kind of cultural elements and kind of those different backgrounds, mm-hmm. it makes everything more interesting and richer. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's a great way to be exposed to things that are different from your own experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's tricky because when you have something like that, like you're saying, it's so charged, it's maybe like a time and place kind of thing too, where it's like, if not everybody, you know, like sweet Ashley is like, oh, she said something about this. Like, I don't really know what that means. But like when people aren't equipped to have a certain conversation,
yes,
and then it's like, okay, I Googled this and it sounds scary and, you know, I don't know what's happening. And then you have everybody watching the show who's like also
right
on the same, mm-hmm. you know, journey of cluelessness, maybe. It's yeah. like, it's tough because something that could be a really positive moment, you know, like having two Nigerian women on the show together, like could, in theory, could have been something exciting.
So exciting. It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, hope Andy's listening. I always say, I want to take the girls to Nigeria for a cast trip. I think that would be so amazing for us just to go to Nigeria, see the culture, take you guys to my father's house, like just amazing things. And I was, it's just really disheartening because I say that to say, as someone who comes from a demographic who is not often seen on TV, there's so little of us. And then to have this infighting, it's just so heartbreaking. That's not, we come from a proud people, but we also come from a people who've had a history that hasn't been easy for us. And to make inroads where we are on this platform is something that we should applaud and we should unify. And to see the ways in which that didn't happen, spoiler alert, and it continues not to happen, right?
I don't know if it's a huge spoiler, but
and it continues not to happen.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. So you, when you were talking about Giselle, you were saying how it's, you know, never say never. Or you don't know where the story is going to go. Do you feel like with NECA, maybe there wasn't enough of a foundation to really have that journey? Or do you still feel like never say never, the story's not over?
And Dylan, that question shows you're such a housewives watcher because you just nailed it and crystallized it. In order for there to be a comeback, there has to have been something, a foundation, right? Like we started here, we fell out, maybe we could, but there's always a maybe. Like even if you look at Karen and Giselle, they were times where there were odds and just to see how they are now.
Robin's pie will be unthawed someday.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Robin's pie will be unthawed. Like even if you see Robin and Ashley, where they are is not where they started, but there has to be a foundation. And that's what's missing. Mm. There was never that. It was the initial out the gate, guns a-blazing. And then it wasn't just guns a-blazing with soft shade or light shade. It's things that can harm my mother. And the accusations are also things. This is how deep our culture is. Things that can harm my children. That's how deep those accusations are. They just don't rest with my mom. Because in Nigerian culture, it's all about family. So if one person in your family is accused of something, that trickles down to everyone else. Those are the elements, that the cultural nuances and elements of this that I think viewers are missing is like, no, it's not just her mom. She's also talking about her kids. Because if she says that that's what their grandmother is, then what does that mean for the kids?
Right. Like in, especially in a culture that values family so strongly, there is no kind of separation like that.
There's no separation of church and state in Nigerian culture. When you get married, they don't marry you. They marry the family. And it's this whole conversation of, well, what's the family background and all of this and that. And so it's a lot. It's heavy. Mm-hmm. It's very heavy. So I think you have the answer to your question there.
I will say this Austin trip, it's an interesting, I love when a group is sort of taken out of their their normal habitat and brought somewhere else. That first night at dinner when y'all were talking about sex.
Oh my God, these women.
It felt like for just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Everybody was dialed in, having a great time. It was silly. It was wild.
It was so much fun.
I love seeing that energy in the group.
It was fun. And I'm glad I kicked in the door with the first question. I'm so glad because they were having their little like side conversations. I was like, no, let's bring this to the group.
Right. 1 minute, Candace looks horrified. And then she's like, minute, I let somebody pee on me.
I'm like, Candace, what is happening? It was a lot, but it was a lot in a good way, and it was funny, and we enjoyed it, and we were all laughing, and those are the moments with this group that I really enjoy, and I just, like, sit back, and I'm like, you know, even though we have our differences, mm-hmm. this is when we get to have fun, and no one is ignoring each other. We're, like, all, like, just having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Knowing that this season has been a little bit heavier in some ways, mm-hmm. how are you thinking about going into reunion? Do you feel like there's kind of a weight on you, or are you just kind of like, let me go in and do what I need to do?
For me, honestly, I'm going into the reunion and I'm just like, okay, let's see what this is. Like, the only thing I prepare for the reunion is my fashions. Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm just like, let's go in, let's see what they give, and let's go from there.
You know?
Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. I'm curious, zooming out a little bit, like we said, you've been on the show 4 seasons now. How do you feel like this experience of doing reality TV has changed you as a person, if at all?
I think it has changed me because, like you said, it gives me a third person view of me. You know, like little things that you do that you don't notice, or things that you say. I always love when people who watch our show do like the reenactments of us. Like, you know how sometimes they used to do that with like the Kardashians?
Somebody did.
And then they're doing the salad. Yeah. And like, as a viewer, you're like, yes, they're always eating their salad like that.
I can't remember. Somebody on TikTok did. It was like after the premiere, they did every single person in the cast.
That's what I'm
shocking.
That is what I'm talking about. And when I was watching it, I remember I was texting with someone else. I don't know who it was. I want to say maybe was it Candace? And I was like, is this how I am? And she said, yes. And it was so weird because I never, you know, you have this voice all your life. I never knew what my cadence was or the way I talk and the way and I never knew that. And I'm watching this person, I'm like, who's this weirdo? And the weirdo is me.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. And I mean, you always have so much going on, and it's been fun to see your journey over the last few years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for riding with me. And thank you guys for being flies on the wall of Wendy finding herself, because I know you guys are like, oh God, another business, Wendy. But it's like, I'm giving you guys my real life. You know, I feel like I have lived so much of my life for my mom and getting all of my degrees and doing stuff for her that after I had my final child in my head, I was like, I want to just explore life and see different things. And you guys have been on that journey with me and just seeing what Wendy's up to. But I think this talk show is like my lane. Like, I think I found it. Like, this is it.
I love that for you.
Yeah. The Dr. Wendy Show. It's like, I'm having fun. And for Wendy, the fact that I'm still having fun, that's a big, like, thumbs up. That's a big sign for me.
Well, hopefully some fun moments in the rest of the season along with the
there
tough ones.
There are. You guys are going to see lots of fun moments. There's more.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wendy, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all, like, uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.